think we've got something like in the region of 200 odd days to go to the Commonwealth Games. Doesn't feel very far away, and there's a lot of preparation going on.
A huge amount of work. For example, today we've seen part of the Egypt project, which involved Haymarket Station in Edinburgh. But what we'll also see is the work on the Cumbernauld to Glasgow electrification, which we will have done in advance of the Commonwealth Games. And over and above that, some huge plans being made for people getting around about the Games, people getting to and from Glasgow, so additional train services, additional bus services, additional staff, additional facilities on those services, for example, additional Wi-Fi provision in terms of some of the stations and obviously the trains themselves. So a huge amount of work going on to make sure this is the big success that we all want to see.
And the plan is to reveal a travel demand management plan early in the new year, early in 2014. But at the moment, you only have to look around Glasgow to see some of the major projects that are already underway or in fact complete.
That's right. For example, Dalmarnock Station, recently refurbished and recently opened by the Deputy First Minister. We have a huge amount of funding going into the Glasgow subway modernisation. We've completed, obviously, the M74 project, which has been a huge boon to people getting into and out of Glasgow. We've also put £40 million into the Glasgow Fastlink bus project. But over and above that, as I say, the day-to-day business of people getting around the different venues in Glasgow, a huge amount of work is going into that, whether it's railway stations, the airports, whether it's in terms of buses and so on as well. Also to the point of making sure that both the government and local councils have tried to arrange it so there'll be no major works taking place in some of the infrastructure which might delay or hinder people. So a great deal of forethought going into this, a great deal of investment, and we hope to see the return on that investment by having a fantastic Games.
And just finally, how confident are you, it's a huge logistical exercise, that all the key players are going to come together and deliver the best possible Games?
Well, there's been a great deal of work done up till now through the organising committee for the Commonwealth Games, and that involves all those partners, and there's a huge degree of goodwill. We saw when we first of all won the Games, the work that went on between the Scottish Government and Glasgow City Council, now with other partners involved in transport, whether it's First ScotRail, whether it's Strathclyde Passenger Transport, or the bus companies, we're seeing real cooperation, and I think that's because everybody generally wants to make the big success that we know this can be.